Berkshire County draws imaginative minds and artists from across the U.S. to explore and create in the region's many gallery spaces and studios. WAMC recently spoke with Jessica Drank, a Florida-based artist who is putting the final touches on her sculptures at Cynthia Reeves in North Adams.
Well, here is my station where I am making my piece on site, and I'm carving wax-hardened books into little shards or pieces that look like pieces of feathers, or some people see seashells, a bunch of little pieces that I am then pinning to the wall.
So these shards, describe exactly what they are. What are these shards made out of? What's the process to make them?
The process is one that I basically just invented through my material exploration. I've worked with books for many years, and the process of making these involves hardening books in wax. I dip them in hot wax for several minutes, and the wax penetrates into the pages and makes the book itself stiff and hard and all the pages attached together, so I can actually carve that book as if it's a piece of wood. And I actually use wood chisels to scoop chunks of book through many pages. I just sort of scoop out these chips out of the books.
And now these shards are tattooed with what was the text in the books, and it kind of like makes it, some of them, like you said, are swirling and make it look like a feather. Or a lot of these pieces that you're pinning to the wall, what is this installation of?
Well, it's basically a different kind of book collection, one that you've never seen before, because it's now a collective of over 1,000 little pieces, each of them made out of books. And they're now grouped by color, by shape, into these little categories that almost look like they're many insects being classified and grouped together. And in fact, I call the piece Bibliophyllum, because it's biblio made of books, and their phylum sort of suggests a classification, like a natural history sort of, natural sciences sort of classification.
Your art is scattered throughout the Cynthia Reeves space. Why don't we take a look at this one here? You have what looks like mountains hanging from the sky and propped from the floor. What is this?
Yeah, well, this one is called Speleothem, which is one term for any kind of cave formation. And it really does kind of look like a stalactite trickling down from the ceiling, hanging from the ceiling, and a stalagmite reaching up from the floor, and their points are almost touching each other. But it's made out of thousands and thousands of wood pencils that I've glued together into this form and then sanded the outside of. And the pencils themselves sort of lend a linear quality to these two pieces, which are reaching towards each other.
And then just two steps away on the floor, stretching out from window to window, is what looks like a coral reef.
Right. It's actually made out of Q-tips, or cotton swabs, the generic cotton swab Q-tip. The Q-tips I have dipped in plaster and created sort of these little bunches, and then grouped the bunches together into this sprawling shape that has sort of several arms growing across the gallery floor.
Why do you do what you do?
That's a tough question. Mostly I'm just very interested in the natural world, and I'm also just interested in trying to transform parts of our man-made world into something that resembles nature. It's almost like I'm trying to create nature, and even though nature does it best, I do my best with my man-made materials to bring the idea of nature to the front of your mind and then confound you with the fact that the piece is actually made out of something man-made.
That's artist Jessica Drank speaking. Drank's exhibit Regeneration is open at Cynthia Reeves North Adams Gallery in Building 13 on the Massmoka campus until January 27th.